Anastasia's day began with a funeral, and it went downhill from there. Shivering beneath an umbrella, she wondered whether polka-dotted pyjamas and fuzzy bunny slippers were suitable funeral attire. The bunnies were perhaps a little too cheerful, goggling at the deceased with bright marble eyes. Well, at least the weather was properly miserable. It was drizzly and dour. The ground squelched with mud, and grey clouds curdled the sky. Anastasia regarded the scraggly November trees with satisfaction, counting 7 crows hunched in the bare branches. Yes, it was a splendid day for a funeral. Anastasia's father let out a sniffle, and she handed him the tissue box.
"I just can't believe it," Mr. McCrumpet snuffled. "It doesn't make sense. What a tragedy."
"She's going to a better place,"
Anastasia told him, patting his arm.
"The compost heap!"
Mr. McCrumpet cried.
"Well," Anastasia said, "it's a very nice compost heap."
They bowed their heads in respectful silence. Rain gurgled in the drainpipes.
"I suppose we should say a few words," Mr. McCrumpet sighed.
"Fred, where's my breakfast?"
sounded a nearby bellow.
"You know I'm ravenous when I wake up."
"Coming, dear,"
Mr. McCrumpet called, his shoulders drooping.
"Dearly beloved,"
Anastasia said in her best funeral voice,
"we are gathered here to say goodbye to our friend Betty Lou."
"Waffles!"
screeched the voice from the window. Mr. McCrumpet flinched.
"Betty Lou was a great companion,"
Anastasia went on.
"What does a woman have to do to get a simple Belgian waffle around here?"
Mrs. McCrumpet hollered.
"Betty Lou, we'll miss your hairy lips,"
Anastasia finished in a rush.
"Rest in peace. Is that enough, Dad? I think Mum's about to explode."
Besides, her bunny slippers were getting soggy.
"Sorry about your plant."
"Another loss."
Mr. McCrumpet blew his nose.
"And Betty Lou was such a magnificent Venus flytrap specimen. Really first rate."
"Until she stopped eating flies,"
Anastasia pointed out.
"Until she stopped eating flies,"
Mr. McCrumpet echoed gloomily.
"Do you expect the waffles to cook themselves?"
came the demand from the window.
"And I want my happy forest maple syrup heated this time. Yesterday it was like eating cold glue."
"For crumb's sake, can't a man mourn his Venus flytrap in peace?"
Mr. McCrumpet muttered, throwing Betty Lou onto the odoriferous jumble of coffee grounds and eggshells before stomping back into the McCrumpet house. Anastasia followed behind, her bunnies squishing with each step. Mrs. McCrumpet wasn't the only one getting her breakfast late. Anastasia lathered her toast standing up, reflecting that she wouldn't have time to brush her teeth or comb her hair. That was just fine with her. She dunked her spoon back into the marmalade jar, and somehow, this sort of thing was always happening to Anastasia, a glob of orange goop catapulted into her eyes.
"Ouch!"
She tottered back from the table.
"Careful!"
Mr. McCrumpet looked up from the waffle griddle in alarm.
"Look out for Muffy! Don't step on..."
Uh-oh. Too late.
Everyone knew 2 things about Muffy, the McCrumpet's pet guinea pig. 1, Muffy held a grudge. 2, Muffy was a revenge pooper, meaning Anastasia could expect a nasty surprise in one of her shoes, or perhaps on her pillow, within a day or so.
"Is she okay?"
Anastasia gasped, blinking through a haze of orange jam. Mr. McCrumpet was kneeling on the floor, patting the ruffled guinea pig.
"She's offended," he said, "and rightly so."
A honk outside signalled the school bus was at the curb.
"I'm not even dressed,"
Anastasia groaned.
"Sorry, Muffster,"
she apologised over her shoulder as she scrambled to grab whatever was rumpled at the top of the laundry hamper. No time for socks. She was still struggling into her hooded sweatshirt as she burst out the front door and lurched down the porch steps.
"Wait! Wait for me!"
Fortunately, the bus paused, its engine chugging. Unfortunately, Anastasia tripped and fell face first on the ground. Fortunately, a squidgy mud puddle cushioned her fall. Actually, that was pretty unfortunate too. Dirty water gushed from her nostrils as she twisted around and glared into the smiling plaster face of the garden gnome responsible for her fall. The front yard of the McCrumpet house was, you see, a veritable minefield of garden gnomes. Mrs. McCrumpet liked to order them from the shopping channel on TV.
Curse you, Winkles!
Anastasia peeled herself off the shabby McCrumpet lawn and limped to the bus. The door wheezed open.